Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, July 30th, 2015. And with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
A little sleepy.
Do you need to go take a nap?
Well, yes.
All right. Well, give me 15, 20-ish minutes.
Okay. I got that.
Awesome. And John Martellaro, how are you, John?
I'm good. I'm eyes wide open.
Awesome. All right. So John will stay awake. Brian, after the show, you can go take a nap if you need to snuggle up for a few minutes. I'm okay with that. I won't be creeped out or anything.
Just stay away from the couch in the TMO lounge.
What'd you do to the couch? Don't tell me.
In there with me.
Well, just keep an open mind, John. Anyhow, we have a sponsor today, and our sponsor is Harry's, the Razor Company. We'll talk about them soon. Before we get to the awesome world of cool shaving gear, we have some topics that we should hit. And the first thing that I wanted to take a look at are these new patents newly released patents from Apple that describe a stylus that sounds really frackin' awesome. So the patents describe a stylus that has sensors built in, and they can actually include cameras, so the stylus can see what it is that you're touching. And then it also has these little haptic engines built in, so that whenever it senses that the image that it's on is a certain type of material or a certain type of object, the haptic engines will then vibrate in such a way as to simulate the surface texture of the material your stylus is on. So that could make the glass surface of your iPad feel like different types of paper. It could make the stylus feel like it's a different type of pen or brush. It could simulate fabrics, metals, woods, whatever it is that the stylus is moving across. It can make it feel like the surface of your iPad is that material.
I got to tell you, I think this is coming. You know, the standard comment is that when we see an Apple patent, we go, Apple patents a lot of things, and it doesn't guarantee it'll ever come to life. But I can almost see the whiteboard where Apple engineering team and executive team made a list of what things they could do to breathe life into the iPad line. You know, a larger screen, picture-in-picture, slide over, multiple windows. And the stylus is probably right there on the whiteboard. And I think this is going to be something that's going to come sooner rather than later.
I think that's complete nonsense. Everybody knows we have 10 styluses at the end of our hands.
Most people have 10 styluses at the ends of their hands.
Most people, that's true. Not everybody. Some people have 11. Some people have fewer. Some people, unfortunately, have none. However, I'm kidding in that I always thought that Steve's position on styli, which is that we have 10 of them on the end of our hands, was ridiculous. A stylus, a pointing device, has stood the test of millennium as a fantastic tool, a fantastic utility to accomplish a lot of different things. You know, that's why all art isn't finger paintings. Exactly. So, exactly. I am. I would like for Apple to take styluses in a different direction and to really reinvent what they could do. I hope that this comes to be.
You know, I'm hoping it happens too. And I think when Steve Jobs was saying that we have all the styluses we need right on the ends of our hands, that he was doing his grandiose theatrical thing to really make the iPad and the iPhone stand apart from the devices that were currently available, because everything needed a stylus. It just simply could not function without a stylus.
I think it's technology evolution, guys. You know, when we first had a mouse a long time ago, as I talked about yesterday, it was a little funny box and had a fuzzy ball on the bottom and one button. And now 30 years later, we have things like the Logitech MX Anywhere. It's an awesome mouse. It's just full of technology and does all sorts of cool things. The same thing I think is true with getting the iPad off the ground. You know, there was this meme that Microsoft had failed with pencil with styluses that you would always lose. And Steve wanted it to be a very friendly, easy, accessible device. And that's true when the machine was 1/20th the speed of the current iPad Air 2. So technology has evolved, and so we move on to advanced styluses. It's natural.
There's several points here. The first is that I think that part of Steve's principle was that a stylus not be required to operate Apple's touch devices.
Right.
A very, very legitimate point. But when Apple pulled styluses out of the Apple Store, that to me said that he actually had this, that he actually believed the notion that we should never need them for anything. And again, in particular, it's the art in particular that is why I always found that very, very offensive. Because it's just so myopic and makes no sense. Styluses are a fantastic tool for art.
They are. I have several styluses that I use on a regular basis, and I can't imagine creating the art that I make on my iPad without having these different styluses.
And I think I know why Apple did that, Brian.
Okay.
I think Apple did that because they wanted to enforce the notion that you could use the iPad without a stylus, and they didn't want a whole bunch of people coming in and saying, well, I'd like to buy an iPad Air, please, and please include two styluses. And then everybody would have a stylus, and then everybody would come to depend on it, and then the iOS engineers would be boxed into a corner because people would be expecting certain stylus facilities.
Balderdash.
I'm with you, Brian. I'm going to call Balderdash.
Well, you know, you can dream.
you can. You can.
That's my theory. I'm sticking to it.
This is one thing that I acknowledge Steve Jobs as a great human being, one of those once in a generation, maybe once in a century type of people. But in this particular regard, he was just flat out wrong, and I always found it very, very annoying and somewhat offensive.
And I think he was wrong in this case. I mean, I have a couple go-to styluses right now. So non-pressure sensitive, still the old original Wacom Bamboo. Oh my God, what an awesome little stylus.
It is.
And then when the Pencil by 53 came out, I was really surprised at how much I love that. Like, that's the stylus that I reach for first now. Mm-hmm. And then the Ink from Adobe, which totally changed the idea of how you can use a stylus, meaning it's more than just a pointing tool. It's a communication accessory for your tablet. I thought that was really great. And then assuming Apple comes out with a stylus that's based on the patents we've seen so far, then that'll be the next one that I add to my list of must-have styluses.
It is possible that Steve was video iPodding us. It's about the music, stupid. You know, and the 6 months later, we've got a video iPod. That he hated styluses because Apple wanted to actually make one that was really awesome, and that he was offended by the current state of stylus technology. That is certainly possible, but again, pulling him out of the Apple Store, that's the mistake.
I agree. They should not have come out of the Apple Store. And I mean, for me, it created a scenario where I didn't need to go in the Apple Store as often.
Well, I mean, golly, gosh darn it. You're looking at this device, this iPad, and it can be such a fantastic tool for artists. Why not do everything you can to promote the iPad as a great artist tool?
Or how about an engineering tool? Architects doing CAD work, all those things really benefit from a stylus on the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I can imagine that in the medical field, there are places where a stylus on an iPad has the potential to be really, really valuable. So, yeah,
I use a stylus all the time. I have a True Glide with a microfiber tip, and I love it. And it's my go-to stylus, and I'm probably using a stylus 3/4 of the time on my iPad Air, just because it's cleaner and it doesn't smudge the screen, and it's
comfortable. All right, well, so you're the proof in Steve's pudding, then. You're the problem.
Brian, you're right.
I'm not following you.
You're the person that's using a stylus for everything. You're the person that Steve Jobs doesn't want to see in the Apple store with an iPad.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I think part of the problem was that Apple kind of felt like, and I'm just pondering here, maybe felt like if we can't do a stylus really well and figure out how to have a little slot. You know, some of the other tablets had little slots or places where you could put the stylus, the Samsungs, I think, maybe.
Soon to be empty slots.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Soon to be empty slots.
Yeah.
I hope design. Apple does not put a silo for a stylus.
Silo.
Apple won't do that.
No. Well, as soon as the silo goes on there, then the assumption is you need to use a stylus, and then you're going to lose that stylus.
Right.
So, yeah, don't do that, Apple. Don't cater to this little whim of John's this time.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. You're putting it on me?
Yes.
Totally.
No.
Like a blanket.
So, Brian, I rattled off a couple of my favorite styluses. John just rattled off his favorite stylus. Do you have a favorite stylus?
So far for me, the bamboo, but first of all, I'm a terrible artist, and...
I love your art.
Whatever. And second of all, I haven't tried a lot of them, but I think the bamboo is just a delightful instrument.
I've always been really happy with the bamboo. Yeah, it's my favorite non-pressure-sensitive stylus. Yeah. Well, okay, so I guess we're going to have to watch and see if we get more... patents showing up, and I'm curious when the iPad Pro ships if we will get a stylus along with it. That would be kind of cool. All right, we have a sponsor this week, and that sponsor is Harry's, the razor company. And yesterday I mentioned that I did not shave before recording the show, but afterwards I did, and yes, I used my Harry's razor. And which was great, because that means that I looked very dapper when I ran out in the afternoon, or actually staggered out in the afternoon because I was still on allergy meds. Anyhow, I absolutely love my Harry's razor. I love the fact that you get really high quality blades that last longer than the disposable cartridges you're picking up in stores. I like that the blades cost a fraction of what you're getting in the stores. And I like that you can get in to Harry's for as little as $15 or $10, actually, because if you go to their website, harrys.com, and use the discount code TDO, you're going to get $5 off your first order. I have the Truman kit, which is regularly $15, and you can get it for $10. No shipping charges, which is totally awesome. Now, I discovered this morning, if you're in Canada, you will pay $6 shipping, but that's it. And it doesn't matter how much stuff you order in Canada, it's still only $6 shipping. Just so you guys know, one of the things that I think is really awesome about the way Harry's has all of their stuff set up, so that you can go to their website, and they have a page where you tell them how you shave and what kind of supplies you need, and then they help you figure out how often they need to send stuff to you, and so you can sign up to have the stuff you need shipped to you without you needing to remember. So you won't run out of blades and get caught having to go out looking like some grizzled wild person. The stuff just gets shipped right to you, and no shipping charges in the United States. Totally awesome. I absolutely love that they have a setup so that you don't need to remember one less thing to worry about in your life. So go check out Harry's, harrys.com, and pick yourself up the Truman shaving kit, because that's the one that I'm using and I'm loving. And of course, and it's validation for my choice. So go do it. It'll cost you $10 because you're going to use the discount code TDO, and you're going to get that without having to pay any shipping charges, because they don't like to charge you shipping. Also, I was asked this morning if they ship to the UK. So I looked into it. The answer is no, but they're hoping to be able to do that soon. So if you want to get a good shave in the UK, looks like you'll be able to do that, hopefully, in the near future. Harry's, thank you for being our sponsor today. And use that discount code, TDO. Okay, the other thing that I wanted to look at today is this new addition that we've just heard about for Apple's Spaceship Campus. So Apple Campus 2, the big spaceship ring thing that they're building on the property that used to belong to HP. So they're going to have a visitor center and a little cafeteria and an observation deck thing.
And an Apple store.
And an Apple store. That's really cool.
Although we don't know if it's going to be an Apple store per se, or if it's going to be something more akin to the company store that currently exists. We actually don't know what form it's going to take. What they said is that it would be a retail location where people could buy Apple stuff.
Yeah, we just don't know what Apple stuff yet.
Yeah, dollars to donuts, though, or eagles to bagels, is that Apple will have a full-blown Apple store here. Because Apple does not have an Apple store in Cupertino, its hometown. In fact,
10,000 square feet.
And it's 10,000 square feet, which is big, right? In fact, if you go back to Steve Jobs presenting the plans for the spaceship to the Cupertino City Council, all of that was what, 4 years ago? 5 years ago now? 4.5 years ago?
Something like that.
It was near the end of Steve's life. And the city, the fanboys on the city council asking Apple for an Apple store in Cupertino. They're like, you know, Sunnyvale's got one, Santa Clara's got one, San Jose's got one. There's Apple stores all around us, and here we are. We're your hometown, and we don't have one here. And Steve demurred, of course, at the time. But I'm thinking that they've been planning on putting an Apple store on this campus for years, and that's the only reason why Cupertino does not have its own Apple store already. That's my guess. That's my strong feeling.
Yeah, that would make sense. And what a cool place for an Apple store.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, the whole thing, it's so look at the Spaceship Campus. It's destination architecture, right? It's the kind of building that people are going to want to come see. A lot of Apple has done destination architecture with several of its Apple stores. But this is a big thing. This is like a big part of the community, and Apple is cognizant of the fact that its fans, its many fans, are going to want to come see this thing, but they don't want us actually mucking around, you know, getting in the way, seeing things that we're not supposed to see. Not that we could actually get into the buildings, but you know, right, just being a nuisance. So this is a way for people to be able to partake in this building, partake in that Apple mystique, but do so in a way that actually preserves Apple's way of doing business, which they actually put right there in the plans for this thing.
It's brilliant. It's also a nice place to greet visitors, kind of have lunch with them first, and then maybe later take the qualified visitors over, business partners or whatever, and then take them up on the observation deck, show them the campus, then take them to the executive briefing or the meeting or whatever inside the building. So it's really kind of a great tourism kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a lot of official activities going on here. This is for the unwashed masses like us.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, but it also can serve that purpose.
It could. It won't, but it could.
Yeah, I'm with you, Brian. This is for us, the huddled, unwashed masses.
I mean, there's going to be 684 parking spaces below ground for visitors. Elevators will take you up to the store. Elevators and stairs will take you up to the observation deck. There's a screen at the back of the observation deck, and that's actually to protect the privacy of the nearby residents, which is, you know, clever. And, we can look out at the Apple store. I'm sorry, the Apple Campus 2 building from afar, like we should. the whole thing is rather clever to me, and it will probably even be yet another profit center for Apple. I mean, they're spending $1 trillion on just this visitor center, but I would imagine that Apple store will become a very popular Apple store, and that the cafe itself will probably generate a profit too.
Oh, I'm sure it will. It's going to be a destination.
Yeah, and you know, with as gorgeous as the grounds are supposed to be for this campus, once it's actually, I mean, it should just actually be a great place to hang out and simply be. You know, to if anything, it's probably not going to be big enough. I don't know. I like it. I'm stoked.
I think it sounds really cool. And my guess is that the staff working the store, they're going to be like the elite people from the retail branch. And it'll be really hard to get a job working at the Cupertino store. It'll be the place where the best people transfer in. I mean, because that will be the flagship.
Yeah, it's true. What's going to be? Yeah, I'm wondering. I do wonder about the company store. You know, the company store closed in June for renovation. It's going to be reopened this fall. So this location isn't replacing the company store, and the company store is the name of the retail location that has long been on the Apple's Infinite Loop campus, mm-hmm. where you could buy a few of Apple's devices.
Mostly clothing and mugs.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got the devices there, but it was a place for employees to be able to buy Apple branded shirts and mugs and pins and things like that. And so I wonder is there going to be a company store in the new building too? I can't imagine that Apple would sell merchandise in a straight up Apple store location.
I'd be surprised if they did that too. They may keep them separate.
Yeah.
It's not like Campus One is going away. So that, yeah, they'll have two campuses, two stores. Sounds cool to me. Hey, we're out of time. So, Brian, thank you so much for being here today.
Yep.
John, thank you for joining me too.
You're welcome. It was fun.
It's always fun. And Harry's, thank you for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, harrys.com. Use the discount code TDO. Pick yourself up a starter kit so that you can start getting awesome shaves just like mine. And who knows, maybe someday we'll be in the same place at the same time and we can compare our shaves. You know you want to.
You're a weirdo.
I am. Hey, listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see you again tomorrow.